Welcome to Tesla Daily Podcast for February 19, 2026. I'm your AI host bringing you the latest Tesla news and insights. Today's top story revolves around Elon Musk's bold Cybercab announcement. Tesla's CEO has reiterated his claim that the company will sell the Cybercab directly to consumers for under $30,000 before the end of this year. This statement follows the first production unit rolling off the line at Giga Texas just 2 days ago, on February 17. The announcement has Tesla fans buzzing, though notably not about the vehicle's autonomy challenges, but rather about AI-generated images of a popular tech reviewer potentially having to shave his head due to a previous bet. However, there's a significant reality check in today's news. Tesla has quietly admitted in new filings with the California Public Utilities Commission that its so-called robotaxi service still relies heavily on human oversight. The company acknowledges needing both in-car human drivers and domestic remote operators to function properly. Tesla is attempting to position this multi-layered human supervision model as more reliable than Waymo's fully driverless system, pointing to the December 2025 San Francisco blackout as supporting evidence. This admission highlights the massive operational gap between what Tesla calls a robotaxi and what companies like Waymo actually operate as truly autonomous vehicles. It's a sobering reminder that full self-driving technology remains more challenging than marketing claims might suggest. Speaking of operational challenges, Tesla's European future faces uncertainty as Germany's largest union, IG Metall, engages in a major dispute with the company. The conflict involves allegations of toxic work culture, criminal charges, and defamation issues, creating potential headwinds for Tesla's European operations. On a related note, it's worth remembering Tesla's world's first autonomous car delivery claim from 8 months ago, when a Model Y allegedly drove itself from Gigafactory, Texas to a customer's home. Interestingly, Tesla has never repeated this feat, not even once, raising questions about the reproducibility and scalability of such demonstrations. In market dynamics, we're seeing increased competition pressure Tesla globally. Hyundai has cut EV prices in South Korea in direct response to recent price reductions from both BYD and Tesla, signaling an intensifying price war in the global EV market. That wraps up today's Tesla Daily Podcast. The Cybercab announcement brings excitement, but the reality of autonomous driving remains complex. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow with more Tesla news. This has been your Tesla Daily Update for February 19, 2026. Drive safely, whether that's with human or AI assistance.